Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Act for Treating Children, The Essential Guide to Acceptance and Commitment Therapy for Kids, by Tamar D. Black, Ph.D. Foreword by Dr. Russ Harris. Narrated by Karen Ruth Johnston. Foreword. I must confess, I'm not a big fan of writing forewords, and earlier this year I swore I wasn't going to do any more. But when Tamar Black reached out to me, I couldn't say no. Well, I suppose I could have, but I didn't want to because I was so excited when she told me what this book was about. I can't tell you how delighted I am that we have finally, at long last, gotten a book of this nature. I've been hoping for years that someone would write a really practical, simple, and comprehensive book on ACT for Kids, and I'm pleased to say that this one truly fits the bill. Tamar is a world-renowned expert on using ACT with children, and she's done an excellent job of spelling out how we adapt and modify ACT for working flexibly with children aged 5 to 12. We also live in the same city, and I've known her for many years, so I have often recommended that friends take their kids to her. What's great about this book is that even if you know nothing about ACT, it will give you a rapid grounding in the basics. Pretty much anyone doing therapy with kids will benefit and will easily be able to put these skills into practice and use them in conjunction with other models. On the other hand, if you already know how to use ACT with adults or adolescents, you'll find this book a treasure trove full of ideas and strategies for effectively adapting the way you work. Let's face it, many therapists get stuck trying to do ACT with children. Some find themselves doing it in a formulaic way, always following the same sequence, sticking with the same metaphors and exercises. Some try simply to translate adult ACT into children's language, whereupon they quickly discover that kids either don't get it or don't like it. Some fall into classic ACT therapist traps, such as talking about ACT, discussing ACT concepts and ideas instead of actually doing the essential experiential work, or metaphor abuse, bombarding clients with an endless stream of metaphors in the hope that one will make a difference. And all too many do exercises or set homework tasks that are developmentally inappropriate, a sure recipe for failure. If these things have ever happened to you, you may have felt a bit despondent or frustrated. But the good news is, Tamar will show you how to avoid all these pitfalls, or get yourself back out after you've fallen in, and instead work fluently and flexibly with young clients. She'll teach you how to dance around the ACT Kid Flex and make your sessions playful, creative, and effective. You'll learn how to do the experiential work of ACT and keep your clients engaged as you do so. And very importantly, you'll discover how to tailor your interventions so that they are developmentally appropriate. So if you want to be effective and creative in helping kids live by their values, face their fears, unhook from difficult thoughts, make room for difficult feelings, develop self-compassion, act effectively, and engage fully in life, you've come to the right place. This book will give you all the knowledge you need to achieve those ends. Enjoy the journey. Russ Harris, Melbourne, August 29, 2021. Chapter 1. An Overview of Using ACT to Treat Children. This book is written for psychiatrists, psychologists, counselors, school psychologists, school counselors, therapists, and students who provide individual therapy to children aged 5 to 12 years, and those who wish to learn how. I've purposely written this as a very practical book, a how-to guide for working with children using acceptance and commitment therapy, ACT, a brief individual therapy approach, in a developmentally appropriate way. The book caters to therapists with a broad range of experience, from those with no prior knowledge of or training in ACT to highly experienced expert ACT therapists. What you'll learn in this book. If you have already used ACT with children, you might have noticed that you usually start therapy at the same place with each child, following the same intervention plan and using the same exercises. Or you might think that using ACT with children is the same as using ACT with adolescents and adults, but you often realize that the child doesn't understand what you're saying or doesn't participate much in sessions. You might find yourself doing most of the talking and using ACT metaphor after metaphor, resulting in the child simply agreeing with you rather than disclosing their struggles. It might also be challenging to know how to suggest developmentally appropriate home tasks for both the child and their parents or caregivers to reinforce what you have done in sessions. Finally, the child might be bored in sessions, not completing the suggested home tasks, or reluctant to return. By listening to this book, you'll learn how to avoid these pitfalls and optimize your ACT sessions with children. And whether you're experienced in or new to ACT, this book will provide you with practical information and tools to enable you to deliver ACT effectively with your young clients. This chapter will provide a brief introduction to ACT, an overview of how we modify ACT for use with children, and some important pointers to keep in mind when conducting ACT sessions with children. In Chapter 2, you'll learn about the first session with the child, including how to use a case conceptualization template developed especially for use with children and their parents, with detailed suggestions of how to ask each question. We will also look at how to introduce ACT to children, invite them to become their own superhero, and give them a voice in the therapeutic process. In Chapter 3, you will start learning about how to use the processes of what I call the ACT KidFlex, a model adapted from the ACT HexaFlex, which involves 6 processes to help clients achieve psychological flexibility. Chapter 3 will focus on 2 of these processes, Let It Be and Let It Go. In Chapter 4, we'll focus on the ACT processes Choose What Matters and Do What Matters. And then in Chapter 5, we'll learn about the remaining 2 processes Stay Here and Notice Yourself. Chapter 6 introduces us to ACT's best friend, Be Kind and Caring to Yourself, and focuses on how to teach this vital skill to children using exercises in sessions. In this way, children can experience what being kind and caring to themselves looks and feels like. In Chapter 7, we will learn how to work with parents of younger children without doing therapy with their child. Then we'll conclude in Chapter 8 with some final tips for how to start using what you've learned in this book. The chapters in this book, beginning with Chapter 3, feature an extensive list of highly experiential exercises. Experiential refers to something that's experienced, as opposed to having a discussion about a concept or idea, that you can do in sessions with children. Using these exercises with your young clients will enable them to build a coping toolkit to help them cope with stress and manage difficult thoughts and feelings. You will also find case examples, which include suggestions for home tasks for the child to practice in between sessions, as well as home tasks for the parents to reinforce what the child has learned in sessions. All exercises are purposely simple so as to be developmentally appropriate for children and easy for you to implement. And the wide range of exercises will allow you to choose what best suits the needs and personalities of the children you work with. Helpful hint. As emphasized in this book, The cornerstone of successful ACT with Kids is involving the child in the therapeutic process by doing exercises with, rather than to, the child, and also having some fun. Worksheets are provided in chapters 3 through 6 and are available for download in color at the website for this book, newharbinger.com/49760. You can use the worksheets in sessions with children, and you can also give them to parents for their child to do under their supervision at home. Some of the worksheets are repeats of exercises in the chapters, enabling the child to have a visual of the exercise to take home with them, while other worksheets introduce new material. Based on what you think will be helpful for the child, you can choose whether to use all of the worksheets with the same child or select one or several. Additional materials, including the case conceptualization template and exercise scripts, are also available for download. Finally, when you finish listening to this book, head over to the book's website, newharbinger.com/49760, where you'll find an extended case protocol of treatment I provided to an 8-year-old client in 6 sessions. I'll take you through each session one at a time, showing you in detail how I used ACT. Each process of the ACT KidFlex, along with Be Kind and Caring to Yourself, is addressed, including the exercises conducted and home tasks recommended for both the child and her parents. Note that all of the exercises, worksheets, questions, home tasks, and recommendations in the book are also applicable to caregivers with whom the child resides. Introduction to Acceptance and Commitment Therapy, ACT. Before we get started in learning how to use ACT with children, I'll provide a short introduction to ACT and a description of how it differs from cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. If you are familiar with ACT, this will be a review. Following this, I'll introduce you to the new ACT KidFlex, a behavioral model for using ACT with children aged 5 to 12 years, including a description of each of its processes along with examples. Then we'll look at the ACT stance and how you can use it in sessions. If this is the first time you are learning about ACT, I encourage you to also explore the multitude of theoretical resources available to increase your understanding of ACT, such as ACT Made Simple, ACT Made Simple Second Edition, Learning ACT. ACT, pronounced as the word ACT, not as A-C-T, has its roots in Applied Behavioral Analysis, ABA, and Relational Frame Therapy, RFT, which is a theoretical approach to language and cognition. ACT is also based on the philosophy of functional contextualism, which holds that all behavior is designed to serve the best interests of the organism. That is, to be understood from a clinical perspective, a behavior must be considered in the context in which it occurs. The inner world of language and thought, even awareness itself, must be considered as a context that can initiate, reinforce, and shape a set of behaviors. From a functional contextual perspective, the most effective way to change behavior is by manipulating the contextual factors, such as what a person has learned and their language processes, that maintain the behavior. To understand ACT, it is important to know the difference between ACT and CBT, and to have a basic introduction to relational frame theory. We'll cover these topics here. How is ACT different from CBT? ACT and CBT both utilize behavioral techniques. However, the models differ in their theoretical approach, the change processes, i.e., mechanisms that lead to change, involved, and how the two therapies address language and cognition. ACT focuses less on the content of private experiences, thoughts, emotions, feelings, memories, urges, physical sensations, and behaviors than CBT does. Rather, the therapist using ACT helps the person form a detached, non-reactive relationship to these private experiences. CBT approaches tend to view the content of distressing and unwanted thoughts, emotions, feelings, and memories as something clients need to evaluate and restructure to be more consistent with a logical analysis of the situation. The term personal scientist has often been used to describe this core underlying philosophy of the CBT approach. Whereas CBT emphasizes changing clients' thoughts and behaviors with the goal of symptom reduction, ACT emphasizes openness and acceptance of all psychological events, such as thoughts, emotions, feelings, memories, and behaviors, without doing anything to change, avoid, or limit them, despite their type and label given. The therapist using ACT focuses on how a person's behavioral responses work for them in terms of identified values or life goals. Relational Frame Theory. Relational Frame Theory, RFT, is focused on the origin of verbal abilities and is based on the notion that human language and cognition are dependent on contextual cues known as relational frames. Humans relate experiences such as feeling an emotion, having a thought, or seeing or smelling something to social conventions, therefore deriving their own meaning of these experiences, a process known as arbitrary contextual control. In RFT, this is a learned operant behavior. An operant behavior is anything a person does that can increase or decrease. For example, contacting friends, asking for help, and withdrawing from others. RFT and ACT take the perspective that when language and cognitions are rigid, people tend to live in ways that are psychologically inflexible, and as a result, psychopathology frequently develops. For example, a 12-year-old girl might have the thought, "I feel so guilty about having given in to peer pressure to drink alcohol at the party, but I cannot tell my parents because they will think badly of me." Having a close relationship with her parents is important to her, but she strongly believes they will judge her and lose respect for her if she tells them that she drank alcohol. She fears that her parents will find out, and as a result, she develops anxiety. The ACT approach with this girl would be to, 1, use strategies that teach her to let go of her attachment to her thoughts about the party and disrupt unhelpful verbal strategies, and 2, encourage her to sit with her feelings of guilt and inform her parents in the service of furthering a close relationship with them. Is ACT suitable for children? Several studies have found ACT to be effective for children. Fang and Ding's meta-analysis of 7 randomized, controlled trials of ACT with children up to age 12 years found that ACT significantly reduced anxiety and depression in children and was equivalent to CBT in effectiveness. A review by Swain et al. Showed that for children aged 12 years and under, 3 studies found ACT to be significantly effective. One of these studies was a randomized, controlled trial. Children often respond very well to ACT and usually enjoy the interactive and experiential nature of the therapeutic techniques. Rather than resembling a class at school, where teaching is frequently didactic and might require children to sit and listen quietly to the teacher, ACT sessions with children involve both the child and therapist engaging in exercises together. This will be discussed in greater detail in chapters 3, 4, and 5. Helpful hint. The way that I use ACT with children is really simple. When I provide explanations, I ensure that I use plain, easy-to-understand language, and I make the exercises as uncomplicated as possible. In fact, I've noticed that the way I use ACT with children gets more and more simple over time. After giving explanations and instructions, I say something to the child like, "If there's anything I said that's at all confusing or doesn't make sense, please let me know, and I'll find another way to explain it." This is because the child might not feel comfortable telling you that they don't understand what you are talking about unless you explicitly ask. Sometimes, when I'm in a session with a child of, say, 5 to 10 years old, I think of an exercise that I'd like to use, but that I might not have tried with someone as young as the child. Or I might have attended an ACT workshop on working with adults and learned a great new exercise or read about an exercise in a book that's written for using ACT with adults, and I'd really love to try to adapt it for use with children. To do this, I try to make the exercise much easier for children to understand. This might sound daunting for you, particularly if you are new to working with children or new to using ACT with children. It was also daunting for me when I first began trying to work out how to use ACT with children. I worried that the child would be too young to understand the concepts and that I might not be able to do the exercises correctly. I encourage you to be willing to try and have a go, even if your mind tells you that you aren't certain that the child is old enough for the particular exercise. If the child doesn't understand the exercise, you could try making it less complicated. One technique that's helped me to work out whether I have adapted an exercise sufficiently is to ask myself whether the exercise will be easy for the child to remember. If you aren't sure how to make an exercise less complicated, you could try another exercise that addresses the same ACT process. When working with younger children, say 5 to 8 years old, particularly if they are very mature for their age, I know that sometimes I can mistakenly use language that's too old for them. As a result of being aware of this, I tell younger children, before discussing any concepts or providing explanations and instructions, that sometimes I might forget how old they are and think I'm sitting in my therapy room with an older child. I ask them to let me know if I do use language that's too old for them so that I can change the words I use to be suitable for them. I've noticed that children seem to like the fact that I'm willing to admit that I may make errors. Being able to admit my own vulnerability and flaws shows children, and their parents, that I don't consider myself perfect and am open to and accepting of feedback. This demonstrates my own flexibility and detachment from my own story about who I am. By story, I mean a way of describing ourselves, which in ACT is called the conceptualized self, as well as self as content. The willingness on my part helps me to build rapport with both children and their parents. ACT can be very helpful for children because it focuses on increasing acceptance, which can build self-esteem and resilience and improve quality of life. This book was written to help you develop the skills to equip children to improve their mental health and resilience and overcome disorders such as anxiety and depression. Children, like adolescents and adults, can also struggle to bounce back from difficulties. ACT teaches them very important life skills using strategies that are applicable to a wide range of disorders and can be applied to other challenges in the future. ACT can also help children to regulate and manage difficult emotions and cope with the ups and downs of life. This will help your clients become more empowered and confident to self-manage their difficulties and be less controlled by and fearful of their thoughts and feelings. The strategies are practical and easy to implement, and the child will be able to use them by themselves, discreetly, and in multiple environments, such as at home, in school, and in social and leisure activities. Let's take a look now at the ACT KidFlex, its processes, and how it's used with children. The ACT KidFlex. The ACT model of behavior change is commonly referred to as the ACT HexaFlex. This model consists of six core ACT processes: acceptance, diffusion, values, committed action, contact with the present moment, and self as context. These processes aim to build psychological flexibility, which is defined as the ability to contact the present moment more fully as a conscious human being, and to change or persist in behavior when doing so serves valued ends. I adapted the ACT model of behavior change to create the ACT KidFlex in order to make it developmentally appropriate for children, using language they can understand. As such, the six core processes of the ACT KidFlex are let it be, let it go, choose what matters, do what matters, stay here, and notice yourself. In the ACT KidFlex, psychological flexibility is termed I am flexible, which can be defined as stay here, notice what's happening without trying to change your thoughts or feelings, and keep going or change your actions when needed to do what matters to you. In the KidFlex model, you can see how I am flexible is represented by the six points of the hexagon. Let's consider how you could use the ACT KidFlex with a child. Imagine working with a child who enjoys learning to play piano. The child wants to play at their first piano recital because they feel proud of how much they have achieved. But as the day of the recital approaches, they avoid practicing piano for fear of experiencing anxiety about not performing well. An ACT approach would be to ask the child if there was anything about the piano recital that was important to them. Choose what matters. You could then encourage the child to practice piano while noticing what they're feeling and where they feel it strongest in their body. Stay here, without trying to do anything to reduce feeling anxious. Let it be. Saying hi to thoughts of messing up during the recital when they show up. Let it go. Watching themselves having those thoughts. Notice yourself. And continuing to practice even in the presence of those thoughts. Do what matters. Let's look at each process, including examples of how to use it with children. Let it be. Let it be refers to letting unwanted private experiences, such as thoughts, feelings, emotions, memories, urges, physical sensations, and behaviors, just be there, without trying to do anything with them, like get rid of them, avoid them, replace them, or look for evidence for or against them. There are some situations where not letting it be can be helpful short-term. For example, listening to music as a means of distraction to get through having a shot or blood test. However, not letting it be is unhelpful long-term if a person focuses more on not having certain private experiences and restricts what they do to avoid those experiences instead of doing things that matter to them. An example of this is a child who experiences embarrassment at school, then stops going to school as a means of avoiding feeling embarrassed, and develops school refusal. Doing well academically is important to them. However, the outcome of not attending school is that they fall behind, which creates immense stress for them. As a result, the long-term use of avoiding their thoughts and feelings.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?